Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we are in a funny cycle here, a great news day cycle. At approximately 10 a.m., Putin was already an hour late for the historic handshake. There'll be a joint press conference between the president and the dictator. Oh, Dom, come on now. You're off to a bad start. You have to give him his due. He's a presidente of something or other, right? I'm talking about Putin. Okay. But the overlay of this is rich with this is what happened on Friday. Curious timing, right? Right after we signed off at Peter Strzok, the whole deal and all. The Department of Justice, Mueller, did hand down indictments on 12 Russians involved in their attempted hacking and other mischief in our election cycle. Okay, so that's all gone on. And here to break it all down, to take us forward in the middle of all this chaos, is Andy McCarthy, former Justice Department official, National Review ace writer, writes more than anybody I know, and somebody who is much in demand at Fox. I'm shocked we can pry him loose for a moment here. Andy McCarthy is with us here on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline. Andy, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, how are you?
Tremendous now that you're in stable and ready to go. So what was your overall thought on Friday? The timing, the indictment, and anything that jumped out at you, Andy, that maybe hasn't been talked about enough?
Well, the indictment is utterly unnecessary. It's completely it's a political document. When you file what you call a charging instrument against government officials of a hostile foreign power who you know you are never going to get into the inside of a American courtroom, you're doing politics, not law. So the point of the indictment clearly had nothing to do with law enforcement or criminal prosecution, because everybody knows these Russian operatives are never going to be prosecuted. And I actually think it's very reckless, Dom, because what we're doing is changing the rules under which nation states operate in the world. And we are the most active player on the international stage. So why on earth we would want to create a situation where now other countries are basically incentivized to charge American government officials for the actions that we take in the world, many of which, by the way, are not welcomed by the governments where we take them, is just beyond me. But we've now...
Yeah, and Andy, we hear that argument when it comes to torture. We don't want to do it because our people are at risk. And to your point, we may be doing things that are in our national interest and are not criminal or anything else, but other nations launch on this sort of approach and nab or try to nab more of our own people. Andy, something that jumped out at me during this, I was on maybe I can tie it to what we just said. One of the reasons for doing this, I was on Fox yesterday debating a guy who's a liberal talk show host, and this allows them to say, well, look at all these indictments or look at all these convictions. And I replied, yes, but they have nothing to do with the centerpiece of the alleged crimes that were committed around stealing the election, putting President Trump in there.
Yeah, there's nothing, Dom, that's in Mueller's indictment that we didn't already know from the intelligence community's report. We've actually known this stuff actually since before the 2016 election.
Right.
We have an intelligence report right after the 2016 election, and we've had now reports from both the Senate and the House Intelligence Committee, which laid out Russia's interference in our election. Nobody sensible doubts that Russia interfered with our election. The only reason we needed a special counsel was to get to the bottom of the suspicion, which has never been supported by evidence, that there was Trump campaign complicity in Russia's espionage operation. And to date, Mueller, who has been on the job for over a year, and the FBI investigation, which was going on for a year before that, has shown not one scintilla of evidence that there was such a Trump campaign conspiracy, despite having charged a number of people who did, from the Trump campaign, who did have contacts with Russians, with crimes that don't have anything to do with so-called collusion. So there was no necessity of this. Mm-hmm. And as I pointed out in a tweet over the weekend, if we're going to play this numbers game and pad Mueller statistics, there's 144 million other people in Russia who will also never see the inside of an American courtroom. If Mueller investigates every one of them, he will have the greatest statistics of all time of all prosecutors, and we will not be one inch closer to showing that there was any Trump campaign complicity in Russia's espionage.
Now, I wouldn't hang my hat on it from the Trump side now, Andy, as a complete defense or anything else, but it is curious, and I wanted to get your thoughts. To the point of knowledge of this, President Obama apparently knew about this in September. I mean, we know about their attempts, but maybe they were ratcheted up more this time. Yet nothing was done because it appeared that Hillary Clinton would win, I guess, and there's some other reason then why you wouldn't bring all this up.
Dom, I think it's been political from the beginning. And for those who say that Russia was trying to get Trump elected, that to me shows that you're either a political hack or you just haven't educated yourself mm-hmm. about what Russia does in the world. What Russia does in the world, and this is hardly, as you point out, the first American election that they've ever interfered in. They routinely interfere in our elections. But Russia's MO in the world is not to support the winning side. It's to support the losing side. They pick out the side, the faction that they think is going to lose in these races and campaigns around the world, because Russia wants to destabilize the countries with which it competes, particularly our country. So the last thing it wants to do is fortify a regime that it thinks is going to be the governing regime in the country. What it's trying to do is stir up opposition by minority factions in the country that make it more difficult for example, the American government to govern.
Yes,
that's
well,
what they're trying to accomplish.
And in a weird way, they got a jackpot this time just because of how screwy this whole thing is. The winner is the one that his election now is churning up the resistance, exactly the type of stuff they want.
Yeah, well, yes and no, because I think you're quite right. If what you're trying to do was churn up opposition to the governing regime, they have accomplished that probably more than they ever expected. But the reason, Dom, it's more than they ever expected is because they expected Hillary to win.
Right.
So, you know, the idea was what we're trying to do is stir up animus within the American body politic by all these Trump people whose noses will be out of joint in a Hillary mm-hmm. Government. That's what they expected to happen. If you take a step back and think of it in terms of Russia's interests, I think they miscalculated, because their number one interest was not stirring up opposition in the U.S. body politic. It was how Russia is able to act in the world vis-a-vis opposition from the American government. So because Trump won, now they have Trump, and Trump is taking positions that are much more hostile to Russia's ability to operate than what they would have confronted had there been a Hillary Clinton government.
Yes, that's exactly right. Certainly a lot more than President Obama. Parting question, Andy, back to Peter Strzok. He revealed, as I understand it, that the FBI debated Russian collusion probe based on Trump's poll numbers about where to go with this.
Yeah, well, they were clearly, you know, once you step across the line, where the government's law enforcement arms are not supposed to factor in the election calendar.
Right.
And once they start to make their calculations based on who they think is going to win and what they think the impact of their election, their actions are going to be on an election, then they've necessarily become a political body. And, you know, you can say that they did it with the best of intentions. I'm not sure if that's the case here, but let's give them the benefit of the doubt on that. My problem with it is the rules that are in place are designed to make sure that the Justice Department and the FBI don't play politics. And what happened here is they decided they had to because they were thrust into a necessarily political situation. And once they started to make those calculations, they become like every other political hack actor on the scene.
Yep, exactly right. So, Andy, next column at National Review, and also when do we see you on Fox News again?
Yeah, well, I hope to have a column out in short order later today, Dom, about the Mueller indictment, and I'll be on Fox with Martha McCallum this evening.
Oh, good. Well, I'm filling in. I'm going to replay this nationally tonight. Small potatoes in comparison to the Marsha McCollum show, but anything we can do to get your message out there, we're happy to. Andy, thank you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.